بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The last chapter that we have covered was chapter number 14, which is من الشرك أن يستغيث بغير الله أو يدعو غيره. It is part of shirk to see aid in other than Allah or to call other than Allah. That is the last chapter that we have covered. Is that correct? Is it permissible for us to call other than Allah? Can you give us an example? Against death. Why is that? Okay. It is permissible for us to make isti'aza in other than Allah, to seek refuge in other than Allah? Yes and no. What are you giving us now? A deity? Explain yourself. Give us an example from the Sunnah that we have mentioned, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said statements in which he said you can see refuge. Yeah, give us an example. Yes. Okay, but that is not fit what I'm asking for, because seeking refuge in the words of Allah is seeking refuge in Allah, because the words of Allah are the other than Allah. You remember talking about that? In Sahih Muslim, we brought the hadith in Sahih Muslim, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the times of fitan, whoever can seek refuge in a place that will protect him from the fitan, then let him do that. So we have this evidence from the Sahih Muslim that could take place. We talked about dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the dua has to have four criteria, four qualities that they have to be in the dua for the dua to be correct. Who can mention to us those qualities? Yes.
Should we go out of love?
Yes.
Should we go out of love?
Love.
Out of begging.
Begging.
Out of longing.
Longing.
Hope.
And hope. What are those four in Arabic?
Mahabba.
Mahabba.
Tabarru.
Tabarru.
Khawf.
Khawf. رغبة. رغبة. تدعو الله رغبة وخوفا ومحبة وتضرعا. And also we can add another one, a fifth one, which is لا. Has to be with طمعا. تدعو ربكم خوفا وطمعا. طمعا means hope. You are calling him hoping to get what she wants to get. So all together now we have, instead of four, we have five conditions. خوف ورغبة ومحبة وتضرع وطمع.
طمع ما تجي من تحت
الرغبة بس. لا. There's different meaning the رغبة and the طمع. رغبة means that you really want what you want, what you are asking for. And طمع you are hoping to get what you are asking for. Yeah. What does tadarru mean? Obfuscation. We don't worry about the word itself, but we are worrying about the meaning which is contained in that word. For us to understand things, sometimes the only meaning that can describe that what you want to communicate is one word or two words. Is to ask Allah earnestly for what you want. Not to ask Allah with no consideration, but to ask Allah earnestly. Basically. Now we're going to ask you. You said that the will of Allah is truth. Right? The will to legislate and the will to create. What are the differences between those two? In Arabic and English.
In Arabic and English?
Yes.
The word to create or to legislate.
To legislate
is you love it to Allah.
That's one.
And can happen or can.
أصيغة يا رب العربي.
المشيئة الشرعية.
الإرادة.
أو الإرادة الشرعية يحب الله. وقد تقع وقد لا تقع.
How about the other one? You want to share it with somebody? يلا يا عالم
ما
حضر أولك يا عيني الكونية وش يجب في الإنجليز وش نفسي في كريجي في الوقوع it will happen.
And the second quality is that it may be beloved for Allah for itself, or it may not be beloved for Allah.
That is a kawiyya. What do you mean for itself? What is the condition you put it for itself? What do you mean by that?
Like Allah Ta'ala, He might love the thing because of the thing. Like He might not love the thing because of the thing, but He might love it because of the purpose.
Give me an example. Things that Allah loves for itself.
That Allah loves for itself like Salah, or fasting, Hajj. These are things that Allah loves for itself.
Hajj for itself, for example. Okay. Things that Allah loves for a consequence. Allah loves kufr. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah.
Because if there was no kufr, there would be no iman.
Look at this man. Are you agreeing to what he's saying?
Yes.
Are you agreeing with what he's
saying?
Allah loves kufr.
Allah, the answer is that Allah loves the consequences of kufr.
The consequences of kufr.
Yes.
That Allah loves kufr, but not for itself, but because of the consequences.
Right.
So how about somebody here can say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be fasting. Right. Because Allah loves for us, Allah loves kufr, and I want to do, and you always tell us, Abu Yunus, you have to do what Allah loves. So if you have to do what Allah loves, and Allah loves people for its consequences, so I want to do that because Allah loves it for its consequences. How can you answer to that?
Let me show them my mind. The answer is because if you do it because Allah loves it for its consequences, then you would know that Allah, the consequence of kufr is iman for you.
No, the consequences of kufr is not iman.
Why?
Because of kufr, fighting kufr.
Fighting kufr.
So
What? How can we answer to that?
We don't have to give an action to
them. That's a different story. If somebody tells you, you are saying to us, practice kufr, because Allah loves it, just like you are practicing iman because Allah loves it, we're going to practice kufr because Allah loves it. So how can we answer? I'll give you the answer. The answer is, you have to do what Allah loves for you and a legislative perspective. Therefore, Allah legislated for you things. And you have to do those things which Allah legislated for you. But kufr was not legislated for you, and rather Allah forbid you from doing it. Therefore, you cannot say I'm doing things to fulfill the will of the will of Allah to create. Because that was not legislated for you. And we are obeyed to Allah Azza wa Jal by doing what He legislated for us. That is the answer. That was difficult.
So,
if
you
say
I
didn't do it, I will try to understand it first before. Go to the page.
That's okay.
Then, we talked about another thing. We said, we were talking about the evil is not attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. We say, what does that mean? Who can explain to us when we say the evil is not attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal? Who can do that? You? Can you do that? No, can you do it? You want to know who can do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you do it? You are bad shape if you can do it. Every one of us tonight, we should know how to answer to that, because if you don't know it, you are a target for anyone to come and put doubt in your heart. Wallahi al-azim. You have to fortify and solidify your position with knowledge. Because those issues are the issues for which many people went astray. Many people came misguided because of their lack of understanding on those issues. As one time, a person who was not a learned man, he was not educated. He was passing by some people from Ahlul Kalam, those philosophers. And he said, you see my camel? My camel was torn. And they said, no. And the leader of the people of Ahlul Kalam, he made dua to Allah. He said, oh Allah, you did not want his camel to be stolen, but his camel was stolen. So return his camel to him. What does he mean by he did not want his camel to be stolen? He was referring to that stealing in this world cannot be done by the will of Allah, because Allah stealing is evil. If Allah lets stealing take place in this life, that means He is letting evil to take place in His life, in this life. So, but this man, even though he was not educated, but he had common sense, he said to this philosopher, he said, I do not need your dua. Keep it to yourself. He said, why? He said, I am afraid that the opposite will happen. Allah wanted to bring the camel to me, but the camel cannot be brought to me. Just like Allah did not want it to be stolen, but it was stolen. You understand the point? And the most important point that we want to make from this example, that those issues, they are very important for a Muslim to understand it. Therefore, when we ask who can explain this issue, everybody should be able to explain it with confidence. Because you will be in a position one day that you have to explain that same issue to another person. So go ahead and explain it for us.
Evil is not a tribute to Allah, because all the actions of Allah Ta'ala are good. Now, how that action might appear to us, it may be good or may be bad, but it's still going to be good because of the consequences that come from that.
Why you say all the actions of Allah are good?
Because you can't attribute evil to Allah.
That is answering in a circle. You are saying the action you said to you, I said to you, you cannot, the evil is not attributed to Allah. You say, because all of Allah's actions are good. I tell you why Allah's actions, all of them are good, because He says the evil is not attributed to Allah. We are going in purpose. Why all the actions of Allah are good? You know the answer? Think about it. Because Allah is wise. He is al-Hakim. He mistakes things. And the purpose and the wisdom behind them, something that you cannot comprehend in your own head. And things that Allah makes them to reality, even though they are not loved to Allah by their own self, but they are loved for their consequences. There is a great benefit for those things to be created. So this is the answer, why all of Allah's actions are good. Second, the issue is, can we make the qiyas between our actions and the actions of Allah? Can we make the tamthil? Why not? Make the tamthil, he says, nothing like unto him. And that refers to his name, to his attributes, and to his actions. If Allah distributed upon a person to receive his death by being burnt, does that mean we the people can go and burn others? So that action for us would be bad, to go and burn another person. But for Allah to distribute upon a person to die by being burnt, the decision of Allah for this destiny is good. But we cannot go and do that intentionally, because we cannot say, if Allah can do that and it's good for him, then we can do that and it's good also. We cannot do that. We cannot say, if Allah is doing it, Allah is drowning some people, Allah is burning some people, Allah is making some people are hungry, so why shouldn't we starve some people and burn others? You say you are not judging, you cannot judge your actions to the actions of Allah. Because the actions of Allah are supported with 100% wisdom of everything that goes. But your knowledge, your actions are not supported with that wisdom. Secondly, you are subject to the legislation of Allah, but Allah is not subject to your legislation over him. And also we said a third thing which is very important. We said the evil that produced by you is not attributed to Allah. And we gave you an analogy. A very decisive analogy. Who can remember that? And we quoted Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah wa dhalla bil maghfirati sawa. Who does remember that?
Said that attributing actions to Allah is different than attributing the actions to the doer.
No. Abdul Qayyim قال نعم الكلام كما أن صفات العباد لا تضاف إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو خالقها أي الصفات كذلك أفعال العباد لا تضاف إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وهو خالقها. He said, your attributes are not the attributes of Allah, even though Allah created your attributes. Similar to that, your actions are not attributed to Allah, even though your actions are created by Allah. So Allah created you white. This is one of your attributes. That does not mean Allah is white. Allah created him dark. That does not mean Allah is dark. Allah created a person to be a nail. That does not mean Allah is a nail. Allah created another individual to be a female. That does not mean Allah is a female. And so on and so forth. If also similar to that, when a person does an evil action, this action is created by Allah, just like this person being male or female, black or white, is created by Allah. Also, this evil action was created by Allah, but we do not say this action is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you understand this issue? If we ask you about it next time, you have to answer it, inshaAllah. What else did we talk about, which was important? We said also that the legislative will and the will to create, also they come in the Quran as the kitabah. Allah has ordered people, and that order could be order to legislate or an order to create. Right? At-tahreem. Who can give us an example of at-tahreem? Something that is to create or something that is to legislate?
At-tahreem to legislate, the Imam al-Tahra says that the maker was being forbidden.
In the Arabic, what is that? To legislate or to?
That's to legislate.
How do you know that?
Because some people are going to eat the carrion of something on.
Okay.
To create a...
So what is the implication of that? Some people are going to eat it and some people are not going to eat it.
Because it's being so allowed to have a forbidden it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will want to go out and they will still do it anyway.
Okay.
But there's some people who want to obey and they're not going to eat.
Okay, and that proves what?
That with what is it creative, it will happen no matter what.
Yes. So it was something to create the will of tahreem, to create nature, then nobody will have the ability to eat it. This is what you have to say, to make it, to connect everything together.
Okay.
To create,
Allah Ta'ala says that He has put a ban on every town that we have destroyed, that they shall never return. And this is to create, because He said that it will never return.
جزاك الله. عندك أمثلة؟
أنا
لا على الكتاب.
ماذا؟
كتابة من نوع الكتابة الشرعية. كتب عليكم القيامة. ما نوع هذا الكتابة؟
هذه شرعية.
كتابة شرعية.
نعم.
Alhamdulillah, it seems like you have covered this important part of what we have, and inshallah we move on to the next chapter. It's chapter number 15. Chapter number 15. It says, باب قول الله تعالى. He did not give this chapter a name. He started this chapter by the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what he has to say. the created one could not be an object of worship. This title here is put in parentheses to signify that there's not a title that was put by the author. This is a title that was put by whoever translated this book for simplicity. If you go back to chapter 14, if you look at the title, you see that it's not in parentheses. قال الله تعالى أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, are they taken as partners that which does not create and themselves were created and they cannot bring to them victory, nor they can be victorious to their own self. In this ayah, the purpose of this chapter is because of the author before that, he talked about seeking refuge, and then he talked about seeking aid, al-isti'adha wal-istibadha. And he brought all the evidence that will prove you cannot be refuge in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and you cannot make istighatha in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, according to what we have thought about. Now we bring in more evidence to show that shirk, to call other than Allah Azza wa Jal, is a practice of shirk, because nobody wants to call him other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore he is talking and addressing those who are calling other than him. He said, are they calling what does not create and themselves are created? And they cannot bring to them victory, nor they can bring victory unto themselves. So those things, they have four qualities. First, they do not create. And the one who cannot create is not worthy of being called upon. Anything that cannot create is not worthy of calling upon. It's not worthy of our dua. And we have spoken before that dua is two types. Dua in ibadah, the calling of worship, and the dua in mas'ala, the calling of request and asking. Secondly, that they are themselves created. That means, if you are not creator, you are created, no doubt. There is no one in between. Since those are not creator, that means they are created. Thirdly, they cannot aid or give victory to those who are calling them. And hear how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they cannot give victory. And he did not say they do not give victory. Because if he says they do not give victory, that might imply that they are able to give victory, but they're not going to. But he says they cannot give victory. On top of that, they themselves cannot give victory to their own selves. ولا أنفسهم ينصرون أنفسهم منصوبة لأنها مفعول به أي لا ينصرون أنفسهم مقدمة. So they cannot give victory to those who are calling them, nor they can give victory unto themselves. Therefore, what should we call them? What is the purpose of calling something that cannot give you victory, or they can give victory to themselves, nor they can create? They are helpless. And you do not call a helpless to help you. And the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ تَسْمِيرٍ إِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُوا دُعَاءَكُمْ وَلَوْ سَمِعُوا مَا اسْتَجَابُوا لَكُمْ ويوم القيامة يكفرون بشرككم ولا ينبئك مثل خبير.